Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle and Jeff.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say what?
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon to all the listeners, wherever you're listening from. This is Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan and Tell It Tuesday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals out there in education, training, workshops, and we focus on our youth here. It is Tell It Tuesday, and I want to share this with you. It is important that we live cheerfully with a strong spirit of optimism. We need to be able to continually direct our minds in a bright, positive, and beneficial direction and help those around us do so too. We should strive to develop a state of life where we feel a sense of joy no matter what. That is from my mentor, Dr. Zachary Cater. That's a wonderful quote, who teaches us how to live humanistically, to be happy, and teach others how to be happy. Our series tonight, we're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us. But before we go, I'd like to say to those out there that have experienced Hillary, we did pretty good in Southern California, because I'm from hurricane country, and they can be pretty rough. I want to tell you to be safe, be kind to yourself, and be kind to others. Take care of your health. And for all the persons out there who have that dreadful disease, diabetes. Diabetes is a disease that's a money maker. You're popping pills and you're pricking your fingers all of your life. They tell you that there's not a cure. You know, the body can heal itself. The food we eat, the things we drink, that's leading information that we've received has been used to guide us to believe that it's incurable. When you see the name Defeat Diabetes, Dr. Glenda Davis, register. It flows. Register. She has several master classes. I don't have the next date, but I will keep you informed. Dr. Davis will educate you, will make you aware. And the motto is, you can, you must, you will. Said, why be a prophet? Because of your pain out there. Take a listen to her, Dr. Glenda C. Davis, Defeat Diabetes. Now, the email that you can send is thehappyhealthyteam@gmail.com. the Happy Healthy Team. Send them an email. Get your name on that list. You must heal yourself. Without your health, you won't have any wealth. And if you have wealth, you're going to lose it all taking care of your health. The diabetics out there, this is a serious, serious, serious disease, but it can be maintained. See, our physicians manage it and Medicaid, but you can manage it, maintain it, and meditate to keep going. I'm going to play you this before we bring our dynamic. Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us, the healer of the womb. She's a busy, busy lady. I'm going to play a little bit of this, and we're going to bring Stephanie on because we're going to continue with our chakra series. Welcome, welcome in. Just giving you a little bit of that because when Stephanie Haynes comes on here and tell you how to monitor and check your body, how you can self-heal, and you check in to Dr. Glenda C. Davis, you diabetics out there, you're going to have freedom, freedom, freedom. We're going to bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us this evening. Stephanie, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing great and yourself.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Stephanie. I know you've been busy out there. We've had these power outages throughout the city, the country, the world from Hillary. She's been tearing it up, but we have a little bit now. If we black out here, we've had some problems over here. And if we lose your listeners, we'll be back on Thursday. Stephanie, welcome, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So we're going to continue from the, I think we're working on the third chakra.
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to continue with that. And I hope everybody's doing well. We've been shook up, you know, we've been dealing with rain and floods and all sorts of imbalance in the world today. Actually, this whole week. I mean, last week was a shakeup for everybody. And so I am glad that I am back and ready to get on board and move on to the next level.
Yes.
And I think the most important thing is, you know, when things like this is happening, you know, Spirit is trying to tell us to, okay, sit still, you know, get ourselves in order, you know, because, you know, when the female energy is out of balance, that's when everything just gets chaotic. Mm-hmm. And our energy is out of balance. That's why we have, when you see tornadoes come in a state where we don't have tornadoes. You know, we have earthquakes, but we don't have tornadoes. Or hurricanes, yes. We don't have those. So we really have to get ourselves in balance. For those men out there listening, you know, we have to allow the women to be the queen and listen and don't allow your ego to get in the way. You know, men, they about war. Most women, we about peace. And when we get ready, we get in that mode of fighting mode, you know, it's fighting to protect, not to cause harm. And with that being said, I'm going to move on to the third chakra. And actually, we was talking about, we're going into the solar plexus reflection.
Mm-hmm.
We did the activation, so now we're going to go into the reflection. And what I'm going to do for those who are joining us, let me just start with the visualization and the activation and go into the reflection so you won't be lost. You know, as the fire is the ruling element of the solar plexus, it is important to have that element present during your visualization meditation. Now, if you have an actual fireplace, excuse me, or rather a real or artificial one, or a fire pit, you may wish to carry out this visualization exercise near it. You also draw in the elements of the fire as you burn the sage to cleanse your sacred space and then light a candle. Now, you can use the diffusing lemon oil, which helps to energetically tap into the solar plexus. Sorry. So now, I just want you to lay down, close your eyes, and just take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through the mouth. And just give a little sigh. Now let your muscles soften and relax. Now you can repeat this as many times as needed until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. Now as you continue to inhale and exhale deeply, visualize your breath as coming in and out of your nasal. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, either silently or aloud, I acknowledge and honor my true self. And so I see my solar plexus clearly. Using your mind's eye, visualizing a yellow glow at your navel. Look at the exact shade and notice the size of this glow, its shape. Now take note of any other details, including if it is spinning or static. Notice how this globe feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring your solar plexus to energetic equilibrium. Now, once you feel you have observed the globe and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your solar plexus chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point
in your body, and then gently open your eyes. The solar plexus chakra activation, we're going to go into that now. Now, it's very important to bring in the elements of the fire in order to facilitate the activation of the solar plexus. Now, you will also need to make sure you have a warm hand, as you would need the energy from the heat to assist with the activation exercises. And to get warm hands, what you do, you're going to take the palms of your hands, place them together, and just rub healing energy into them. And that's how you can heat them up. Now, or you can light a candle, and it can be scented with orange or lemon or grapefruit, as this will be better for your activation. Now, you will begin in a standing position, but if you need to, you can sit on a chair or lie down. Now, look at the flame of the candle you have lit. Carefully cup your hands around the flame of the candle to gently heat them. So you can either do that or rub your hands together. Now, settle in the position you will stay in for the duration of the activation meditation. I want you to close your eyes, keeping the flame of the candle in your mind's eye. Place your hands over your navel and the midsection, and breathe into your hands, visualizing the flame of the candle. Envision that yellow light as streaming from your hands and entering your navel with every breath. See this yellow light as pouring from your navel into your belly, where it spins almost like a spool. Bring your mind's eyes once again to the yellow globe, which represents your solar plexus. I see the yellow light in your belly as filling up this globe, as the globe contains this yellow light. I see it get bigger and brighter, until it almost starts to come alive. See the globe beginning to spin direction, picking up speed until it moves so quickly that it's now a rolling pool of bright yellow light that fills your entire midsection. Now, as this light permeates your body, feel the energy of confidence and power floods your being. With every breath, feel that sense of purpose, power, and strength emanating from your navel and spreading across your midsection and entire body. Every breath, feel proud of who you are and confident in your capabilities. Let every breath fuel your fire. Prepare some hot ginger tea with a slice of lemon. get settled in your sacred space or other space that feel comfortable to you. Now we're going to go into the reflection of the solar plex. You can diffuse one or all the combination of the solar plexus chakra oil that we did a week ago, and light a candle. Now you're going to gently massage a few drops of your personal power blend around your belly button in a clockwise direction. Now you can have some of the solar plexus chakra stones nearby or hold some in one hand. Place one hand on your navel and inhale and exhale out deeply with your eyes closed. Now take as many deep breaths as needed and open your eyes and journal about your experiences of your solar plexus chakra visualization and activation. Reflect on what you have learned about your solar plexus chakra and how an imbalance and or blocked solar plexus chakra may make you feel. Now note, whether you are experiencing some of the symptoms or issues, discuss and any insight you receive as to what you may need to do for this chakra to be fully open, balanced, and performing optimally. Use the following question to guide you through. I have some questions for you. Question number one. So if you need a moment to get your pen and paper, please grab that. Or you can just write in the journal that you have in front of you. All right, so the first question is, do you honor who you are, particularly with friends and family? That means that you are speaking your truth when you're around your friends and putting on a mask. You've been authentic in your conversation. Do you value yourself? Are you confident in your ability to achieve your desires and live the life of your dream? Own power and use it appropriately. Do you exercise your personal choice and know that you are always free to choose in all situations? Do you respect yourself and make choices that reflect your self-respect? Are you comfortable with the concept of personal power and with using it when necessary? That means you're not allowing to be a doormat. Now we're going to go into affirmations. Now, as the solar plexus affirmations are aimed at helping you connect to yourself and to be confident in your personal power, they are best done facing a mirror and staring into your own eyes. Let me say that again. the best way to do this affirmation is to stand in front of the mirror, staring into your own eyes. You can repeat this daily, ideally first thing in the morning. When you're going through the process of opening your solar plexus and balancing it, you can repeat these affirmations as needed. As with all of the mantra, you can also repeat them silently and as part of a meditation practice. Although for maximum benefit, they are best said aloud. Now gently massage some of your personal power blend and a few drops of the lemon or grapefruit oil on your neck, your wrist, and your temple, and around your navel. You're going to stand tall with your feet planted firmly on the ground and your head up high. Now, as you repeat each affirmation, visualize a small flame flickering around your navel and getting stronger and bigger with each affirmation flame as the essence of you, your true self, your energy and confidence, growing stronger with the words of each affirmation. Ready? Very first one. I know who I am, and I honor and embrace my true self. I am confident and open with others as to who I am. I am confident in who I am and my ability to create what I desire. I believe I am worthy of my desire. I have the strength and energy to pursue my passion. I am proud of myself and all I have achieved. I am comfortable with my personal power and use it wisely. All right, any questions? That's the end of the third chakra. Is there any questions, Ms. Linda?
No. I've written down the affirmations. I suggest to the listeners that you go back because you can replay this over and over and get them word for word because they definitely work. I don't have any question marks here. You know, I'm always into I like the reflection. I like that journaling, you know, writing down. It's very helpful. But questions I don't have on that. And if you're ending with that, I would like to ask you about the exciting event that happened that I saw you so beautifully dressed in. It was the awards or a scholarship program for the Black Women in Wellness. Can you share that with us a little bit?
Oh, that was the African Focus Group. They was giving out the Goodwill Award to different healers, doctors, practitioners here in the state, and they was adopted by continents of Africa.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
They were inducted into their country, and I, the ED from Black Women's Wellness, she was inducted into Tanzania.
Ah, okay.
So for all the work she have done around health and wellness.
Yes.
And
yes, you guys
help.
You guys are big, big, big on that. And I wanted to speak with you, but I know that you've been pretty busy on that and with all this turmoil and stuff you know, trying to knock us out of balance over here. You know, we've had to hold on to the doorknob and do a lot of deep breathing. And I know that you're having a workshop starting, I think, did you say September? Is that September you said you would be doing that?
Yes.
And that's going to be titled what, Stephanie?
Oh, The Healing of the Womb.
Okay, okay. So that's going from the book. And I don't know if you were aware of Stephanie Smith came on last week because I'm talking about how she escaped Maui. So you really have to check back in there, or I can send you a link. It was very, very interesting. And,
oh, yeah, she told me about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, she told me about her trip.
I'm sorry?
Yes, she told me about her trip.
Oh, okay. Wait, because I know that she hadn't gotten back. She was a bit shaken up, but she was winding back down. She still had a few phobias and stuff. That was a horrendous experience, but we're glad she got through it, and the persons that are there, they got through it and still, you know, sending out condolences to those who are no longer here. And I will send you some information regarding another celebration of life that's happening on the weekend. I'll get that information to you. But I know that it's been a taxing week. We don't have to take it. Next week, are we going to, what is next week? Let me look. We're going into the, that's the 29th. Are we going into chakra number 4 for next week?
Yes, I think we're going to pick that up tonight.
Oh, okay. Great. I didn't know how you wanted to go, so you can go in and we can pick it up. We got some time here. So you'll go part 1 and part 2 next week, or how do you want to do that?
Yes. Well, actually,
okay.
I will be I'm leaving actually on the 25th to go to D.C. for the 60th anniversary of the march. So I'll be the March on Washington. So I'll be doing the march on Washington on the 26th of yeah, so I'll be back on the 28th.
Okay. You'll be back on the 28th?
Yes. So I'll be back to do the show on the 28th.
Oh, great. Well, I want you to send plenty pictures there. Send plenty pictures. What an honor to go out there and strive that stuff. And that the march is happening on the 26th, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. We'll look forward to that. Send me some pictures back. And when you come back on the 29th, we go into the part 2 of number 4. If you'd like to share some stuff with us, I'll allow you some time. Just let me know what you want to do, okay?
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and go on chakra number 4, which
okay.
As you know, is the heart chakra. All right. So,
yes.
One love, one heart, one destiny. That's a quote from Bob Marley. So as we know, for those who don't know, the fourth of the main energy center, which is the heart chakra, is found at the center of the chest and between the shoulder blades in the back. Now, the Sanskrit name for the heart chakra is Anahata, which means unstruck, unhurt, unbeaten, and gives a nod to the pure loving nature of the fourth chakra. Now, in many ways, the heart chakra serves as the energy center for love and our ability to both give and receive it, as well as the qualities of compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. It is also the center for connection and facilitates our ability to be connected to all beings and objects. We are able to see the connection between ourselves
and the rest of life on Earth. Energy center is considered the energetic bridge between the physical and the spiritual realm. Acting as an unifier between the three lower chakras, which relates to our human individuality, and the three upper chakras, which are the realm of our soul. Now, when the heart chakra is open and flowing well, you will emit and loving energy and will be capable of loving yourself and others. And you will receive the love you give. You will feel free, deeply connected and enjoyed harmonious exchange with others. Now you will see good in everything and everyone, appreciate beauty in the smallest of details. Now, in that sense, as the ancient sage would say, you will have that spark of the divine. This energy center helps us to realize the interconnectedness that makes us one, in contrast to the polarity of much of the other aspect of our lives. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced in the heart chakra, may mean it is overactive or underactive. But in the case of an underactive heart chakra, the energy flows is blocked or stagnant. And we may find our heart are almost closed off, that we are emotionally closed or numb, struggle with giving or receiving love, or we may find it difficult to forgive others or get over past hurts. We may be self-isolating, lack empathy or compassion, and feel disconnected from others. We may grapple with self-love and be unduly critical would be unduly critical of ourselves and others. Now, with an overactive heart chakra, there may be too much energy flowing, which means we overly connected to others, leading to misjudgment, giving too much, or codependency in relationship. We may appear loving to others, but the motivation comes from not feeling complete within ourselves. We may neglect our own emotions and fail to love ourselves, lacking boundaries with others and saying yes, even when it is detrimental to us. This can lead to all kinds of imbalance within our lives and can have a negative impact on our overall well-being. Other symptoms of an overactive heart chakra may be fear of abandonment, jealousy, possessiveness, and emotional dependency. Now, the heart chakra rules the organs and the body parts found closer to it. The heart, the lungs, respiratory system, the thymus, upper back. Now, when the fourth energy center is imbalanced in some way, we can experience a multitude of physical symptoms such as chest pain, heart disease, respiratory issues, including asthma, restlessness, including palpitation, shortness of breath, panic attack, depression, insomnia, energy, immune system deficiency, shoulders, and upper back pain. Now, when the heart chakra opens, our emotional energy, when it opens, you may experience a surge of emotion, some that have been buried, and others that you may have thought you dealt with. Feel a deep sense of loss. You may need to process emotions, especially any that you swept under the carpet. In the case of a blocked, inactive heart chakra, or you may suddenly have an emotional hangover, drained or overwhelmed by emotional storm and overactive heart. Now, when your heart chakra opens, this wave of emotion is likely to affect your physical body too. You may feel your heart or chest pain, shorten your breath, or even palpitations as you allow yourself to feel once more. And that happens when people want to numb themselves, either with drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, gambling. Anything to keep them from feeling. All right.
Whoa.
So, you may experience insomnia as you navigate this emotional roller coaster, which can deplete your immune system temporarily, making you prone to sickness. As always, these symptoms will pass, but the emotions will need processing. So it's very important to face our fears, to face what we're going through. Don't avoid them. Don't medicate them. Don't try to eat them away or drink them away or even shop them away. Because when you do that, you're going to make the issue worse. Because now you got this compound of issues that you have been stuffing for so long that's going to cause a volcano, a hurricane, a tornado, you know. Because especially with women, when your voices don't be heard or not heard, and you start to stuff your emotions and your feelings, you become this pressure cooker, start exploding, saying things that you really don't want to say or really mean to that person that are in front of you or close to you. So it's very important that in that moment, and if you cannot speak within that moment, then just make a note, process it, write it down, talk it out, walk it out. Whatever it may be, use some tools to help you to process without going to the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the shopping, the gambling, whatever that may be that you use to avoid to deal with the situation. All right, and so I'm going to end there. And then next week we come back and talk about the stones, the oils, the visualization, the activation, and the reflections and affirmations.
Well, I'm going to let you in there. And again, I'm going to express to you how much we appreciate you for coming on. And I will be speaking with you before you pull out going into Washington, D.C. And I will be contacting you about this weekend's event. I'll send you some information. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb. This is a busy, busy lady, but it's like education, education, education. Keep us in balance here. Keep us with our minds right. Keep us working with each other. And I'm going to say before we end, and I let you go, Stephanie, as I said for Tuesday, we want to stay safe out there and stay kind to ourselves and others. Don't beat up yourself. Keep listening, doing whatever you have to do. Hey, waking up with Linda Mac Shannon and Stephanie Haynes on Tele Tuesday. Stephanie, we love you. Please get you some rest. And if I may, after close, I will give you a call shortly for about 5 minutes. Is that okay with you?
That's okay.
Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb. I just want to play this for my brothers out there. Stephanie, we love you. Tell it Tuesday, tell it Tuesday, tell it Tuesday. We love you, Stephanie.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. Da, da, da.
feel this bad. For all my diabetics out there, we're going to help you keep your head up. We're going to prop you up here because you can, you will, and you must defeat diabetes. Defeat diabetes, Dr. Glenda C. Davis is the person that's going to educate you and give you a new way of thinking. It's all about the mindset. It's all about breaking away to unlearn, to relearn, to live again. And that's what it's all about. That's a dreadful disease out there. That's a money-making disease. I'm going to give you the masterclass information. I don't know the date, but write this down. The masterclass is Diabetes Transformation Masterclass.com. Again, that's Diabetes Transformation Masterclass.com. Write that down. And then there's an email, the Happy Healthy Team at gmail.com. Post those things across your nose, on your mirror, on every wall that you see. If you are suffering with this terrible, terrible disease that they tell you it is incurable, listen in, listen to her, educate yourself. You want to relearn, to learn, to live again. And I'm going to leave that with you. I'm telling that to you. On Tuesday, we must live. We must, we can, and we will defeat diabetes. I love you.
Collaborate. We give, showing others how to live.